Persistent, isn't it? I don't know how to get that thing from. That did it. Good morning, church. I'd like to welcome our visitors and invite you to come and worship with us again. My wireless mic is now working now that it has a battery. It's just like our spiritual life. Without the battery of the Holy Spirit in our life, we are dead, right? And without the power of the resurrection power of that Holy Spirit in our life, we are dead eternally. So, have you checked your battery lately? I would invite you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. 1 John 2, verse 15. Where it says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, desires of the flesh, the desires of the eye, pride in possessions is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is what? It's passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. Abides forever. Well, I don't know if you've read the book of Genesis recently. Periodically, I like to refresh my memory with the book of Genesis to remind myself where I came from. I hope you all know where you came from. You came from the hand of a loving God. Amen? Not from slime and time and chance. The good news of God's word is that a loving God created, and there in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 28, when he finished his creation, he saw that everything was good. Everything was good. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So my question this morning is, how are we doing with our dominion, our stewardship over that which God created? I saw on the news this week that there was a whale in Puget Sound there in Washington that had died, and they wanted to know why, and so they hauled it ashore and opened it up, and its belly was full of plastic garbage. Did you know that there are rafts of floating garbage, mostly plastic, a couple of them Pacific, one in the Atlantic, as big as the state of Texas? How are we doing with our dominion? God created in the beginning and everything was good. Then sin intrudes upon God's creation, and Adam's descendants began to pervert themselves and God's creation for their own destructive purposes. Why? 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "The love of money is the root of all evil." So what's the contrast there to the love of money? Love of God and His creation. Amen? So men willingly poison and pollute the planet for profit, expecting that the consequences will be delayed beyond their lifetime so they don't have to live with it. Imagine the most pristine place on earth, untouched by man-made cancer-causing chemicals. How about a fishing trip to some of the lakes along the U.S.-Canadian border, accessible only by a difficult hike in? No roads, no industry, no civilization, just glorious nature. Or let's take a cruise hundreds of miles offshore in the Caribbean, Gulf of Mexico, Mediterranean, or the Atlantic. Sadly, scientists have found disturbing levels of man-made chemicals in the wildlife, in the seaweed, in the fish and waters in all these areas. Surely, you say, 20th century man's footprint has not yet reached the frozen Arctic, famed for Eskimos living in igloos. But studies of the breast milk of Inuit women, mothers, reveal some of the highest levels of modern chemical poisons. In fact, if they brought their milk to the U.S. for disposal, it would legally have to go to a toxic waste dump. Why is that? Because they live on fish, sea animals, who eat other fish and sea animals. And the higher up the food chain you go, the more concentrated the toxins become. Until the poor Inuit mothers are poisoning their children with breast milk. We have conquered the world with pollution. A recent study analyzing breath samples of 350 New Jersey residents found benzene in 89%, perchloroethylene in 93%, trichloroethylene in 29% of the breath samples. Benzene is a known cause of leukemia and can come from gasoline, plastics, rubber, and carpets. Perchloroethylene and trichloroethylene are solvents used at your friendly dry cleaners and also found in plastics and furniture. They can cause memory loss, kidney disease, and a host of other problems. EPA studies of chemicals stored in the fat of human beings show that 100% of people, 100% of people studied had dioxins, PCBs, dichlorobenzene, and xylene. These are some of the most potent causes of cancer known to man. Some of these chemicals are commonly found in plastics, air fresheners, carpeting, construction glues, and traffic exhausts. So how are you feeling about your little roll this morning? Just think of it as a storage tank for all of those man-made chemicals. Not very comforting, is it? Another cancer-causing agent found in 100% of body fat is styrene, which is used in all our plastic food containers. No wonder everyone has these in their bodies. They are unavoidable and everywhere. Our bodies do not have the metabolic machinery to completely detoxify them, and so they slowly accumulate, taking decades to eventually produce disease. These chemicals are everywhere on planet Earth. They are found in polar ice caps, and if you want to find clean ice, you have to drill a core down to a level that was formed before the 20th century. Welcome to my world. Styrene, which is so common in food containers, is classified as a xenoestrogen. That is, it mimics body estrogen. Not just women have estrogen, by the way. Men have it too, in smaller amounts. It has the ability to alter your body's normal hormonal balance to produce devastating effects. Xenoestrogens are found in pesticides, detergents, and solvents. You might think that you could avoid another one called atrazine, a common weed killer used in corn, but you ingest residues of it every day if you're using anything with high fructose corn syrup. Both animal and human studies show that exposure to xenoestrogens lead to a spectrum of problems such as infertility, confused sexual orientation, damaged brain function in children, hyperactivity, and cancer. Only a generation ago, cancer was listed as the 10th cause of death in America. Now it is second place. 50% of people in America now will contract cancer. So that's the person next to you, right? Not you. Yeah. First place is heart disease or prescription drugs, depending on who's hiding what statistics. Cancer is now the leading cause of death in children. Did you know that? We are poisoning our children wholesale, and nobody seems to know why. And contrary to all the hype from the drug and medical community on how they are treating the cancer epidemic in America, the statistics show only a 0.7% survival rate for all the money spent. 0.7%. Parents mindlessly load their shopping carts every week with processed foods loaded with high fructose corn syrup and trans fatty acids from processed oils, which are the leading cause of heart disease. And once trans fatty acids set up housekeeping in cell membranes, they damage basic body chemistry, setting the stage for every body malfunction and disease. One glance at the soda jugs, plastic fruit juice, and milk bottles in their shopping cart, which are sources of xenoestrogens, will help you understand why we have a health crisis in America. DDT came on the scene in 1943, and now there are no living organisms on planet Earth free of DDT. DDT is now recognized as contributing to pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, and it disrupts hormonal function as well. Wow, Psalms 139:14 says what? We are fearfully and wonderfully made. The bottom line is there are no safe levels of man-made chemicals, including chlorine and fluoride, in your drinking water. They all destroy God's creation. They all have a cumulative effect on your body's health, and they act synergistically with other toxins in ways that researchers can only guess at. We have made the world a toxic waste dump. Why? Because of sin, right? Man thinks he's smarter than God. We could ignore him and we can manipulate nature into all kinds of things that he never intended it to be manipulated into. Man, in his demonic brilliance, has turned the world into a toxic waste dump that is slowly poisoning every living thing on planet Earth. Are you familiar with Matthew 24, 21, and 22? Jesus, when he was asked about what was some of the issues of the last days in his second coming, he said he's going to have to cut the work short because there won't be any living thing left on planet Earth. You familiar with that text? Lest there be no flesh left, no living things left. I was reading an article this week. In Germany, they had come up with an idea to make fertilizer out of human waste. They have a problem. It is so loaded with toxins, heavy metals, xenoestrogens, etc., etc., that they have to go through a lengthy process to get that stuff out of human waste before it's safe to put on their gardens. Such a deal. If ever the world needed the health message, it is now. People need to know how to avoid as much as possible the toxic effects of a poisoned planet. It is possible. People need to hear that the gospel of spiritual healing also includes good news of physical healing as we seek wisdom from God rather than men. Amen? Psalms 118:8. Are you familiar with that text? It's right in the middle of the Bible. It's in the physical, mathematical, a geographical center of the Word of God. The exact middle says, it is better to put your trust in the Lord than in man. Psalms 118:8. That's really what the whole book is about, isn't it? That's why it's right in the middle, right where you know, if you were to put all the text before it and all the text after it, they would all. It's better to put your trust in God than in man. There are many things we can do to cut down our exposure to environmental toxins, but we cannot avoid everything. There are ways, however, to help our bodies deal with unwanted toxins. And one of the most obvious is change the way we eat. Researchers have proven that diet rich in fruits and vegetables have a powerful protective effect against damage done by environmental toxins. How many of you have heard of the Blue Zone? Only one person has heard of the, two have heard of the Blue Zone. Now, this is not the place where people are blue. No. Blue Zone are several areas in the world where people live active lives well into their 90s, and they all have certain factors in common. Three at the top of the list are Sardinia, Italy, Icaria, Greece, and Loma Linda, California. You ever heard of Loma Linda? So what are some of those common factors? These people have these things in common. primarily a plant-based diet with little or no meat. Little or no meat. So, you know, I've got nothing particular against meat except. I'm reading from Councils on Diets and Foods that was written a good many years ago that says that because diseases in animals are increasing in proportion to the increase of wickedness of men, we need to be giving it up. Higher up the food chain you go, the more accumulated the toxins you get. And if you really want to know where your food's coming from, I've got an excellent movie that we just picked up here recently called Food Inc. that shows that the majority of our food comes from big corporations, factory farms. And if you see what goes on there, I mean, you're going to be sick. Bad news. Number two, moderate physical activity with plenty of sunshine. No processed foods or oils. Number four, no refined sugar. Number five, high fiber diet with whole grains, fruits, and veggies. Six, diet high in legumes and nuts. Seven, consistent under eating, low body mass index. Rather than eating high calorie dense foods, these people eat foods with a lot of bulk and very low calories. Lots of vegetables, beans, etc. And number eight, which I thought was kind of interesting, that the researchers said was an important factor there, was social connectedness. Social connectedness. The community of loving, supportive relationships does wonders for your health. That's why God invented church. Amen. When it's working right. Amen? One of the fastest growing areas of research is investigating the effects of nutrition on thinking and behavior, not just in children, but in adults as well. For example, a study of probation violators found that changing from a bad diet to a healthy one had a dramatic effect on criminal behavior. Researchers discovered that 50% of those on probation who ate a typical American junk food diet committed an antisocial act, compared with only 8% of those eating a healthy diet. A similar study of the Alabama prison system found that switching the prison population to a healthier diet reduced crime in prison 42%. It also reduced antisocial behavior 61% over a one-year period. A study in the New York public school system found that by giving the students a multivitamin, they experienced a dramatic improvement in SAT scores and a reduction in antisocial behavior. Well, I think I read somewhere in this book about Daniel and his friends there in Babylon, understood clearly that God's diet plan was necessary for good health and sound minds. Amen? Amen? When they declined the king's food, they might have not understood all the chemistry involved, but they understood that toxicity and deficiency have a tremendous impact on your moral choices. Does the devil know that? Is he out to destroy everybody on planet Earth, one way or the other? You better believe it. And the best way he can get people from making good moral choices is to convince them that they need to eat man-made food. You can't. You're going to be spiritually dull if you're full of toxins and you're nutritionally deficient by eating junk food. And while multivitamin can be helpful, it is not a magic bullet for good health. Most people would rather take a pill than take responsibility for their own health, unfortunately. 1 Corinthians 6, let's see what that one says. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. Friends, how are we going to glorify God in our body? By eating the way God intended us to eat in the first place. Amen? Seventh-day Adventists have been called to a higher standard. Did you know that? Maybe you thought that Adventism was just about, you know, making a payment on your fire insurance. No, God has called us to a higher standard. How many of you have heard of Hebrew National Brand Frankfurters? Yeah, now I know what you're eating. On the label it says, does not say FDA approved on them. It says we answer to a higher standard of quality. As Seventh-day Adventists, we should have that on our label, don't you think? I think the book of Revelation calls it the seal of God, which means that we answer to a higher standard. Did you know that discipline is essential to good health? Yeah, I know it's that nasty D word. Discipline. Most people live undisciplined lives when it comes to eating, especially. The only criteria is that it must taste good, look good, and satisfy our appetite, right? People will pay for expensive programs to lose weight all because they refuse to practice. The experts tell us that we do not need discipline, either for ourselves or our children anymore. That is why we have produced a generation of obese, tattooed, body piercing, lazy, uncontrollable people who lack manners, courtesy, or willpower. We have become slaves to appetites of all kinds, and slaves to a governmental system that promises to protect us from the consequences of our bad choices. Kind of has a familiar ring of the serpent's deception there in the garden. Do what you want, no consequences. Sad to say, the world is starting to reap the consequences of our rebellion against God. We're killing the beautiful planet that God created. We're killing these beautiful bodies that God gave us. And while the evidence from the Blue Zone points to diet and lifestyle practices that can promote health and longevity, there are environmental toxins we cannot avoid. There are things you can do to help your body unload some of its toxic burden if you want to do the research and the self-discipline. Only you can take charge of your own health. Nobody else can do it for you. If you put your trust in man-made solutions, you can anticipate painful and deadly consequences. I want to close with 2 Peter 3. Second Peter 3:10. It says, the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. And since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn? This place, this planet is becoming so toxic in God's universe that he has got to destroy it by fire. But according to his promise, we are waiting for what? A new heaven and a new earth where the toxins of sin no longer destroy God's wonderful creation. Challenge is, I pray that you are all have that on your focus, you know. That's the pin on your map. The new heavens and the new earth. And in the meantime, we have to deal with this stinking, toxic place that we live. And so we're challenged to do everything we can to try and mitigate against the toxins in our environment and in our manufactured food. We are going to have some health seminars coming up. We want to help you do that the best way we can. And I know there are some people in this congregation that are have some helpful ideas. Just raise your hand right there. Your chip leader, some other. So if you need some answers, we're here to help you. Shall we stand for closing prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at the world around us, we see that it is becoming an increasingly toxic planet, not only environmentally, but spiritually as well. Because we know the diseases in food animals are the result of the increasing sinfulness of man. Father, help us not to love the things that are in the world, man-made things that are by necessity are going to have to be destroyed because they are destroying your creation. Father, help us to be part of your recreation. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.